At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
We're the Chatterboxes. Come join our crew.
Makeup looks good.
Yeah. I need some gloss. My lips are so dry right now.
They look great.
Thanks.
Oh, I should put something on my lip, my red lipstick.
Should we?
Put something on it. I don't have any gloss. Do you have it?
You have Vaseline.
I don't.
I do have gloss in my car. Should we do that when we go on break?
Oh, we'll just do that when we go on break.
All right, yeah. We'll have some nice, voluptuous, glossy lips after we go on break, but not right now. Right now we're going to have dry lips. Anyways. Hey, it's us, the Chatterbox crew.
Not the intro.
Okay, but just mixing it up a little bit. It's us, Nathaniel. Maria, you already know who we are. Let's get this started. I hope you guys are having an amazing, great day.
I hope y'all grabbed your drink and a snack and y'all are ready for a chat.
We got water.
We have water because our throats are so dry.
No, because you gotta be hydrated.
Oh, that too. What are we talking about? Whatever we want.
Whatever you want, baby.
What do you want?
Okay, so how's your week been? I feel like we haven't talked about our own personal lives. How's your week been?
This is a mental health check-in.
Yeah, why not? A little mental health. Or just, like, honestly, whatever you want. Are you okay? What are you laughing about? I love looking out that window.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You're so pretty. Yeah. Wait, should we use your ring light now? It's starting to get a little dark.
Oh, shit.
Let's use it. Come on.
Oh, we're already going on break.
Yeah.
We've been going a minute and a half.
It won't be that long of a break. All you can just put the light on.
And go get a glass.
Okay, but let's go.
All right, we're going to take a
short break. We'll be
really
back
fast.
In a moment. You guys won't even realize. No, you're doing me so dirty. You're going to make me drink my water on live television.
We're back. Sorry about that. Really?
I can't see.
I don't remember what I was talking about, but we got a ring light, so we look really pretty now.
Hopefully. That's the goal.
Ooh. Oh. What's the title of this episode going to be? Like, do I put what we are in the...
Chill vibes with that emoji.
Put the emoji in the title?
Yeah, why not? Chill guys. Chill with us.
I can just put
chill with the chatterbox. Chill with the chatter crew.
I can't chatterbox crew.
Chill with the chatterbox crew.
Oh, I can't put that word.
Chill?
No. Not working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just put the emoji one.
Oh, so
chill with us.
So I shouldn't put like that in the title though.
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, put that emoji. I'm thinking
okay,
how
yeah,
many
yeah.
people will know.
Yeah.
At least the demographic we're going for. I feel like they would know.
You know, Maria, let me tell everybody this. This is our year.
No, I feel it.
Are you
for New Year's, I wore purple underwear also. And that's what we help with creativity and just stuff like that. And I remember I was like, for the podcast.
Maria, like I'm telling, like I've been literally telling everyone, like this is like, we're gonna be on red carpets by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to be on a red carpet with me?
I would love to have a stylist and to give me all those beautiful dresses, and I would love that. I would make sure myself is a good one. I would show up on that red carpet. Like, I'm not gonna play. Y'all make me famous because I'm not gonna play with the looks. I think it's the Mecca where they always have a theme, but they always are so off of it. Which I understand, because, like, the stylists have a specific amount of things. But it's, like, still, you could at least go for something that's close to it. Or at least the better-looking ones. Especially when you see, like, the ones they could have chosen. They often chose one that's not pretty. Like, no, y'all, make me famous. I'm gonna wear the most beautiful things ever. Like, I'm gonna show
on
up.
On theme, too.
Yeah, on theme, mm-hmm. I'm gonna show up.
Oh. Period. I want to show up on red carpet. Like, I want to. I want to be the.
We will. I wonder.
I'll wear a dress.
My goal would be for an NST for the podcast. I would say for my goal would be at least to have over at least have 1,000. I think at least have 1,000 followers. I think that's good. A good goal.
My goal.
And then also, wait, I wasn't done. And then also, hopefully, like at least two sponsorships. So I feel like once you start making sponsorships, I feel like that's when you're starting to do really good.
Oh, that's your my goal. Maybe my goal is too ambitious.
Also to have my edits.
Oh yeah.
People to edit me.
I think my goal might be too ambitious then.
I mean, it kind of is. I feel like it kind of is for like the end of the year to be at a red carpet.
No, not that. I just meant like the numbers.
I feel like we could do that.
I have my numbers planned out. By the end of the year, I want over 500,000 listens. Mm-hmm. Oh. I want over 500,000 listens, and I want over 50,000 followers on our, like, that follow our podcast or that follow our TikTok.
I mean, I think we could do it honestly, because, you know, some people, like, they pop off, like, after one day. Like, they do one video, and then they just pop stuff, and after that, they have a bajillion.
Maybe it'll
happen to us.
It will happen to us. Y'all.
We'll pop up out of nowhere, and then we'll be straight bangers will keep coming out after that.
You know who we didn't talk about last episode?
Who?
Belgium.
I feel like we did mention something about
that. Not the one we just filmed.
The
one we just filmed.
You said
now.
You were gonna change, bro.
I know, I did say I was gonna change.
He's like, are you gonna change, Maria? Did you bring anything? And I'm like, no, I'm just gonna wear this. And he's like, well, I'm gonna change. Like, feel like he was better than me. And I was like, okay.
No.
No, look. Like, it was on the way you said it. I'm just saying. Well, I am.
Yeah,
I feel like
you
even did that to me. Well, I am.
No, I did not.
Bro, now, when he laughs, does he not look like a Muppet? The way he starts flailing around, I imagine Kermit the Frog. It's so funny, bro.
Oh, God.
You're laughing like crazy, and then you're... Are you fucking robot? Oh my god, let me tell you what happened. When we went on break, right? I'm telling a story. So rude. Anyways, we were gonna go outside to my car to get my lip gloss, and we saw someone outside, and Nathaniel was already at the door. Nathaniel was already at the door, but I was still right here in the kitchen where he has a window, and I was looking outside because he doesn't have any curtains, obviously. Because, you know.
He's a man.
Yeah, he's a man, so he doesn't have curtains. But I'm looking outside, and the man is legit standing there like this, looking at me. I'm like, what the fuck? And Nathaniel saw too. Like, he saw him from, like, the window from he was at the door. He saw him from there, also looking. And we were freaking out. Because he was also a crackhead. I ain't gonna lie. He was a crackhead, so obviously we were freaking out. I remember, and we were just looking out the front door. And then I remember I hit the window to try and get his attention, because I got bored. So I wanted to stir things up a bit.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
No, but the way he was literally just standing there, like,
was trash back there. I was like, oh, like, is he gonna, like, charge into here or some shit? I was thinking, what if he comes knocking at the door because he saw me looking at him?
I'd call the police.
No, that'd be scary.
Yeah.
In the moments it takes for the police to get here. Because I'm telling you the thing, I looked at him, and then I was like, what? Is he actually looking at me? And then I looked at you, and that's when I said to you, Nathaniel, I think that guy's looking at me. And then I looked back again, he was looking. So
I saw him like, I will love you. Just
no, that is so scary. I'm like, what the fuck? And in our state in that moment, oh my god. Oh, I mean, I think I would have survived though. I would have got somebody to fight.
What would we do if the police came? Would we tell them?
I would act so normal.
I would act so normal.
Look at me right now.
Look at me right now.
I'd pass, I think.
I would pass.
But I think you would pass because you're white also.
Wait, hold on.
No fucking way, dude. Your eyes.
What?
My
eye What?
I remember something. The last time I was in this car, you started posing. Are you posing right now again?
No, I'm not.
I remember he started. You remember when you were posing in your car? I think we were a little.
I don't think.
Well, you were posing. We were talking and you were driving. And I was like, Nathaniel, are you posing? I think we were just talking. I don't even think anything was happening. We're talking and this dude's just posing as he's driving. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing right now? Like, why are you posing? He's posing as if he's some sort of like those models on magazines. Just, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Why were you posing? Why were you posing?
I was kidding, right?
No, you look so stiff. I even said it to you. I was like, that you look so stiff right now. I mean, I did think, I was like, why does he look like he's will be in a magazine right now? Because you were stiff. But it was a hard one. Like, he looked so stiff, bro.
I can't even take a drink.
Lately, we've been on a thing of watching a bunch of horror movies or things that are supposed to be scary. Like, we're gonna watch one today. I'm very excited.
I already told them about ABCs of Death. I think I said it last
time. I liked it. It definitely wasn't scary how he said it was, but like he also said he watched it in seventh grade, which I mean makes sense. But like, I thought it was still pretty good. It was definitely not scary. I had fun guessing with the words, so I really liked guessing.
It was like an interactive game.
Yeah. Although I was the only one talking mostly. You stopped talking after like A, B, C, D, E, E or F. After that, it was just me yelling. Literally. I was like, damn,
in my car. Guillotine.
Legit, I was just yelling out anything that I thought would go with it. But I got some of them right.
You did. We got together.
No, fuck it. I was the only one yelling them out. It doesn't count if you didn't yell it out. I yelled it out, and you went along with mine. You're like, oh, you got it. And I'm like, I know. I use my brain.
Together, we got
it. No, I did it. He got a few by himself, I will admit. Like, one or two.
Together, we got like.
But I got a lot.
The last one was a little scary, right?
What was the last one? It was
ABC, EMG. I don't know the name of it, but where the lady kept eating that stuff, and the baby wouldn't come out of her until, like, she was 13.
I thought it was weird. But that's some incense shit, bro.
Oh my god, the ending, yeah, the ending.
Yeah, it wasn't scary to me. It was like, what the fuck?
I don't know why, but that imprinted in my mind as a child.
Really? I mean, you were in seventh grade. That would imprint in my head.
The ending was
that whole movie would imprint on my head in seventh grade. I'm like, what the
ending was fucking weird, though.
It's like that Tusk movie.
I don't want to watch that
Tusk
movie.
I will admit, it's pretty boring. But when it gets to the part where the guy's a seal, no, I was a walrus, and he's flapping around, there's some parts that are just funny. I'm sorry. Some of the parts are funny.
Oh, should we talk about our favorite scary movies?
I really love Chucky movies. Jennifer Tilly. Also, it was just learning Bonnie. Bonnie. From Toy Story?
From Family Guy. I'm pretty sure that's Jennifer Tilly. I just touched your titty. I'm so sorry.
You didn't touch it. He lingered. You lingered. He went, can I do it to you?
Yeah, you can do it. I didn't mean to. I thought it was your arm. I thought I was going down your arm, but I was going down your tits.
Well, you were a little bit.
I'm so sorry. I looked down as my hand was going down. I was like, I'm on her titty right now.
Did I almost hit you right now?
What?
I went like this. Did I almost hit you?
No. What's your favorite? With any more spirit?
Are you ever over dramatic on like whenever you get hurt?
Because
I am. I still have this one still in my head. There used to be this girl that used to work with us, and I remember me and her, we used to joke around a lot. And then me and this other girl we were joking around too. Well, I guess hearing it because Evelyn, you know, y'all know her, Evelyn. Evelyn, we were joking around, and Evelyn pushed me, and the other girl, I went like this. I was like, ah! Even though Evelyn did not push me that hard. I was just being dramatic, obviously, because that's the way I am. And the other girl was like, David, you're so overdramatic, and then she copied me. Do you remember?
Yes,
do you remember her? Yeah. I used to love that girl, bro. She's so funny.
Really? She's so funny. I had such a fun time.
She was okay.
No, I loved her. She was so funny.
She was okay.
I loved her.
I'm not dramatic when I get hurt. I guess sometimes I am.
I am. Bro, even if it doesn't hurt, I'll be like, ow.
I guess I do that too. But you know what I'm really dramatic? When I'm sick.
Oh, also that. Also, I want to go back to the pain thing. They won't go back to that.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not dramatic when I'm actually hurt. Because sometimes I do tend to hold it in.
I'm definitely.
But also feel like I do have a good pain tolerance. Because I had a surgery on my head and it didn't hurt. And I was awake.
You did?
I mean, they numbed it a little part. It was this part.
Going in raw. Like,
you want to touch it?
No.
You don't want to touch my head? No. Why not? I used to eat it.
No.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't think I've ever told anyone that except for my cousin. But when I was a kid, I was born with something right here. And I was a kid. And so especially in school, I loved picking at it. And so I'd pick at it. I'd take out a chunk and I'd eat it. I don't know why. Can we take that out, bro?
Can we keep it up? I'll tell you something similar.
Yeah.
Okay. Things we do as kids are gross.
Yeah, but I did anyway, some weird shit.
One time, I was, so, you know Cedar Falls? You know where that is?
Wait, say it again?
Cedar Falls.
Cedar Falls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, I don't know if you would go as a child, but when I would go as a child, it was like a really long slide that was like a rock, right? And so we'd slide down the rock, because it was just like a slide, you know? But one time, it just rained. Mm-hmm. It just rained. Mm-hmm. And the water, my mom was like, don't go down the rock because there, like, it's too much water. You'll go under and you won't be able to see you, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, but me and my cousin found, like, you get at the top of the rock and there was, like, another way you could go with less water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to do that, but I missed my turn. Mm-hmm. And so I went down the really big rock and mm-hmm. my head went under and I, on a rock. That was so loud.
Oh my god.
I slammed my head into a rock and I swear I passed out for like a second. Like,
you probably got a concussion.
I passed out for a second. But I just remember I was underwater and then the next thing I remember, a random stranger was just lifting me up out of the water. And I remember it didn't.
Jesus.
I remember it didn't. I still vividly remember it didn't hurt. But I knew I hit my head, so I touched it, and I looked down, and there was blood, and I just started screaming. Like, it didn't hurt. I don't know why I just started screaming.
I mean, you're a kid. You see blood in your hand. I would scream, too.
And I remember it hurt so fucking bad. Afterwards, it hurt so fucking bad. But I didn't have a concussion, though.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't have a concussion. It just got... I just gashed my head.
Mm.
I mean, I might have...
What did your mom say? Did she still yell at you?
I might have had a concussion. I never went to the doctor.
You never went to the doctor? Bro, you probably did.
I might have had a concussion. Do you think about... Do you think
about... You hit a rock, Nathaniel. Do you think about... And you were a kid.
Do you think if that never happened, I would have a whole different personality?
I'd be thinking about that with myself, too.
Wait, I'm not over my story.
No, you're good.
Because I want to keep that part in so that I can... so I'll tell you a gross thing that I did.
Okay.
Anyway, I never went to the doctor for it, but it scabbed over. Like, it was huge. Like, it was probably like that. I still can feel where it was,
really?
Right? It was probably like this big on my head. And it scabbed over into a huge scab. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would pick at it and eat it too.
Oh my gosh. So even when I had like blood and everything, I went to. I used to love those chunks, bro. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think about slitting my wrist.
Oh my god! I do that too. Anyways, not anymore. We've healed a little bit. Yeah, couldn't take me down. Even though I tried.
We did try.
I didn't try that hard. No, I ain't gonna lie.
I can't tell.
Mine wasn't that bad.
Should I tell my story?
I mean, it's up to you. Wait, let me tell what I want to say about the concussions. But the personality things. I also think that about me, because I hit my head as a kid a lot. Like, I remember I was an idiot, bro. I really liked attention. So at first it wasn't for different attention. Like, there were times where I fell off my bed, right? And I would hit my head. And, like, everyone would come running to me, like, oh my god, are you okay? And then, like, I kind of liked it. So I would drink myself over my bed. And as long as I would end up hitting my head accidentally for real, and it would actually hurt. But, like, I kept doing that a good couple times. And then also when I was a kid, me and my uncle, remember, he's 3 years older than me, and he was a pretty big kid. Bro, we would grab each other's head and go,
what the fuck?
I mean it. I fucking mean it, bro. We did it. Yes, legit. I still remember we were like, and then we stopped. Like, I still remember, like, after a while, we'd be like, oh, my God, you know? Like, and we did it a couple times also. And then the last one, this is the last time I ever, like, hit my heart super bad. When I think I did get a concussion on this one, I remember we were in, it was sophomore year. And me and my friends, we were playing, but there was this one girl, like, in the group, but I didn't like her that much. And I know she didn't like me that much either. But like, we still, you know, we still mingled. Cordial. Yeah, we were still cordial with each other because, like, we were in the same group. And we were friends at the beginning. It was just later on. Stuff happens, you know. But anyways, we were playing basketball. I fucking swear she did that shit on purpose. I feel like I was sitting there and then she threw the ball and it hit me in the head. I feel like she did that shit on purpose, Nathaniel. I feel like she did it on purpose. Because...
did you fall to the ground?
Yes, and she was not sorry at all. That's also why I feel like she did it on purpose. I fell on the ground and I still remember when like, it was all black. Like, I didn't get up right away, bro. Like, that's not funny. I was like, like, everything was black, like, I remember. And, like, everything was coming back a little bit. My other friends cared, obviously. Honestly, but she did not care.
Honestly.
But I got her back, so I hit her back.
I get so scared that, like, what if that did change? Because
no, right. I'd be thinking that, especially because, like, in high school, in middle school, whatever they tell you, but, like, football's back because, like, of head concussions and like, everything you'd see. I still remember this one video they saw with us also in high school, vividly. It was, like, where, like, they're talking about, like, these athletes that hurt their heads and they were showing the brains and how they look. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my brain's going to look like that. And sometimes I overthink it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, what if, like, something's wrong with my brain later on? Because they'll always say, like, you get the effects later on after so many concussions. And I'm like, what if I end up having anger issues when I'm older?
Okay, I have a personal story about concussions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
I know
so
I talk a lot right now.
There, no, you're okay. I enjoy listening. Okay, so at my dad's house, we had a neighbor that lived across the street, right? The boy that was my age is a fucking asshole. Still hate him. He was so mean to me all the time. He was so mean to me all the time, but his sister...
Oh, I dropped something. Yeah, keep going.
Sorry, his sister was in the... was in the same grade as my older sister, right? And they went to the same school and they were friends, right?
Yeah.
But one time she was like riding skateboards and she fell and she got like a really bad concussion. And ever since then, apparently, according to my sister, like she didn't act the same anymore. Like, it was like she was a different person.
Really?
And so that's why I'm like,
yeah.
Did that change? Like.
You know what else I was thinking? Also my trauma. I'm like, what if I damn, I'd be a different person. I know for a fact I'd be a whole different person.
Oh yeah, so would I.
Like, I know. I'd be living my best life right now, bro.
I'd be famous already.
Right? I'd be so happy right now.
Honestly, though, can I tell you something?
What?
Okay, so I didn't start posting, like, a lot on TikTok until my ex-boyfriend broke up with me. So, honestly, I think he did help me in the end, though.
Maybe he did.
Because, like, I remember, like, I think I posted my first really big TikTok, like, I don't know, maybe like a month or two after he broke up with me. And I was still grieving the loss.
Oh my God.
I was just like, I want to be silly right now. So I like, silly. I hate that word. But I was like, I'm just going to make a quirky little silly TikTok, right? And then that one ended up blowing up. So I kept making more of them. So I was like,
maybe that's what you need, a little heartbreak.
You know your name. I need a heart. Are you telling Ryan to break up with me?
No. I was like, maybe all you needed was a little.
Oh, heartbreak. I thought you said like for me to get back on track. I was like, I just spent like 5 hours yesterday making one. Oh, by the way, I need y'all to go check out my personal TikTok as well because I work so hard on those and they don't do good. Like yesterday, it only got like 350 views. At first, though, I was going crazy. Like, I that 300 came in like, maybe, like, an hour. And then after that, just...
Did you put hashtags?
I did.
I don't know.
Also, it won't let you do the hashtag Kill Bill.
Makes the word kill.
But I did other hashtags, so it's fine.
Do you want to take another break?
Do you want...
Should we? I feel like we're not as, you know... There's no way you are right now, bro. There's no way. I'm not.
Me neither.
So let's go. We're gonna take a little
session really fast and we'll be back. A little sesh. Hello everyone. Hello everyone, we are back. Oh, yeah, but you hate the way I hey, you're okay.
No.
We are back and Maria has something she wants to talk about.
Alright, so I have this saved. I saw this video and it's celebrities believed to have time traveled or past people that look like them. And have you seen things like that? I've seen pictures like that when I was younger. And, like, I always thought that was so interesting and so cool. I kind of believe it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that Michael Jackson's alive?
When I was like, I really believed it as a kid, dude. That's why I was also so scared of those Michael Jackson videos. I was so scared. I was like, oh my god, he's still alive. Like, I don't know. He just kind of scared me. But like, I lowkey did believe when I was a kid. I don't. Honestly, there's that part of me that's like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you think that's
like 5% of me is like, if it were to come out tomorrow, Michael Jackson found and it's lit as him.
So
I'm gonna believe it.
How many do you think there's these celebrities that actually fake their death?
I feel like or not faked it. I heard there's this one celebrity. I don't know their name, but like, it's like, I think it's like you can't have white lighters or something like that. Because you won't get over the age of 28 or something.
Oh.
Some shit. Something with a lighter and you won't get past a certain age. And it's for celebrities.
Oh, I'll say, oh my god. When we become celebrities, I have so many lighters in the house.
Oh, I think it's as long as it's not white. I remember it's a specific color, they say.
You don't remember the color.
I mean, we could always just look it up.
You're right.
But right now we're talking about the celebrities believed to have time traveled.
Okay.
So, Daniel Radcliffe and Andy Samberg look like these two kids found in 1978 high school yearbook.
Show me the first one.
That's I don't really see it that
oh,
much.
Oh wait,
I see it. He looks more like Noah Schnapp.
Oh,
to me, I think that's how you say his name, right? The guy.
Noah Schnapp. Schnapp.
Schnapp.
Schnapp.
Schnapp.
Schnapp.
So these people look like these people.
Apparently. I don't see it though.
I see more Noah Schnapp for this guy. But I do see it a little bit. Oh, this one's the one I've seen a lot. Okay, Nicolas Cage for this man. Like, this is one I always believed as a kid. I don't know. I was like, maybe. So, this is the guy who passed. And Nicolas Cage.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, Maria, look at her.
Aww. Oh, this one's another one I saw that I would believe. Jay-Z and the first one. Right? That's the guy. That was supposed to be Jay-Z, supposedly.
No, Maria.
And then Jay-Z.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What about our audio listeners?
Well, I guess you just gotta tune in. Well, we're saying who we're seeing.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
What we're seeing. All right, Jack Black. I love Jack Black. I had a crush on him kind of when I was a kid. I know. To this drawing, it looks like. And Barber of Seville. I think he was an Italian actor. Sorry. Here's the Italian actor guy. And then Jack Black.
You know what you're giving me right now?
Yes.
Give me Trisha Paytas vibes.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
Oh.
I just feel like that's how she acts on her videos. She's like, look at this. And also, look at this.
Well, you gotta let the viewers see. Oh, there's another one. Oh my god, Jimmy Fallon when he was younger?
I think so.
There's just like pictures to this guy.
Oh my god.
But it's legit Jimmy Fallon with a stash. A huge stash. So this is the guy that Jimmy Fallon supposedly is, and then Jimmy Fallon. And if you saw Jimmy Fallon when he was young,
you know what's up.
You know what's up.
Oh, look at
and
her.
Then Eddie Murphy. Oh, this is another one I've seen. It's some unknown man, but like it looks just like Eddie Murphy in like a top hat and all that shit.
Oh my god.
Right? See? That's him.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay, it's about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did... Okay, so, like, if all these people are time travelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they coming from the past to make their future life? Like, are they coming from the past to the future and they just change up? Or is it the future people going to the past? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, where it starts? Like, you're talking about time, right? Like, where it starts. Like, who's the one that would be doing it?
Yeah, who's the one that's going back and forth? Is it
the past one or the future one?
Yeah. Because if it's the future one, that makes sense. Like, they go back, they change time a little bit, and they come back to the future. Mm-hmm. But if it's the past one, I'm so confused.
But wouldn't the future always be the past also? Because if you think about it, if we're in the future right now...
Time travel is so weird.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It would have to start out somewhere in the middle. If you think about it, because if you're in the future right now...
And then
wouldn't you also be in a way in the past? Because future always has future.
But I have a question.
But also if you were in the past, there's always a past before you, obviously.
Oh my god.
So it's like, which one are you?
You're tripping me out. You're tripping me out.
But are you getting
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Really? I'm getting into it right now. Are you, so why are you scared?
Keep going. Don't touch me.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Really, we won't talk about it.
No, we can keep talking about it.
No, you're not comfortable though. We can talk about it when we're sane.
Really tripping me out right now.
We can come back when we're both in a better state.
My brain right now is like really is still going through it.
No, I'm just thinking that Phineas and Ferb episode. Honestly, that's why I was like, wait. You know, and Gravity Falls.
I'm just thinking about Family Guy. You know how Stewie always goes from the past to the future. You know what I mean?
I don't remember that, to be honest. I didn't watch Family Guy that much when I was younger.
Well, in Family Guy, Stewie has a time machine, mm-hmm. and he goes back and forth a lot.
Wait, I think, is he in a crib? Is it like one specific episode?
No, there are multiple episodes where him and Brian go to the past.
Oh, never mind. I feel like I don't remember that.
Well, it's so confusing. Mm-hmm. Every time Stewie talks about it.
Really? I'm going to start watching it.
It's a pretty funny show, but there's
watched some of it when I was a kid, obviously, but the thing is, I just wasn't allowed. That's why I didn't watch much of it.
There's just lots of, there's lots of jokes that are a little...
No, I know there's a bunch of inappropriate things. I wanted to watch when I was a kid, but like I said, I wasn't really allowed to.
A lot of racist jokes in there, too. But
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what they're...
I've seen a couple episodes
lately. That's what they're known for, so like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, kind of don't want to start off in a boring season. Like, mm-hmm. I think the first one's kind of boring so far. Because I have seen a couple.
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know Gretchen?
It's about the lady.
Do you know Gretchen from Mean Girls?
Yeah, she was supposed to be there.
She voiced Meg in the first season.
Uh-huh.
And then she quit, so Mila Kunis does it till today. Mm-hmm. Do you wonder how much Mila Kunis gets per episode she's in?
It's like a couple thousand, right?
It's $150,000 to $200,000 per episode. Mm-hmm. Maria, some of these episodes, it generally baffles me, because sometimes Meg will just be there and be like, yep, that's right. And I'm like, she's got $200,000 for three words.
Must be fucking nice.
I'm like,
bro, if I was to be the other girl, I would be mad. I'd be like, damn, I really gave this up. Yeah.
The one
that gave it up. Because I know she gave it up to be in this other cartoon. It's the one with a girl with glasses.
Is it like...
I think it was a Nickelodeon or Disney show. It was some other cartoon.
Mighty Bee?
No, I used to love Mighty Bee, but no. It was an old style kind of one.
I liked that show, but also I didn't like that show.
No, I loved Mighty Bee. I loved her. I know she was annoying. Yeah, my siblings, my cousin, my uncle, they hated when I would put it on. They're like, yeah, she's annoying.
I liked it, but my sister hated when I put it on.
Is that why you put it on? Oh, I still love Max and Remy too. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, I know for kids, like, there's like different cartoons that are meant to be for age groups of kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the ones that are meant to be for like, toddlers, one for like the middle of that, and then like teenager, and then whatever it ends at. You know, I didn't stop watching like the toddler ones until I was like, I'm not even gonna lie, I watched them good until middle school.
Oh,
like the
no,
Max
so
and
did
Ruby.
I. Oh, so did I. So did I.
But there were specific ones. Max and Ruby was my main one, and then this one other one. The one with the W guy.
I just realized?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how, like... Oh, this is so weird. You know how, like, each generation has, like a set, TV shows that are, like, for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just realized, like, in probably, like, 10 years, on, like, if TikTok is still the big thing, there's gonna be, like, do you remember when you were a kid and you saw this? It's gonna be, like, YouTubers and stuff like that.
No, I always think... That one trips me out a lot. This one trips me out, I'm not gonna lie. Because it's like the way, like, if you think about it, it's like right now the things are like are in for us, and we're like, it's just so cool, like legit, like give it to, like, right now we're in our journey, so I would say like give it like another 20 years, even like just like 15 years, like we'll be so out.
I hate that.
I know, that's what I'm thinking, like they will, like, you know, like we're also gonna have to get to like a day where we realize it ourselves. Like, we're so out of trend. And, like, I feel like that would fucking hurt. Especially because you know you're going to probably realize it when you're probably, like, talking to somebody younger than you. And then they're going to look at you like, what? You don't know what that is? Oh, someone would be like, you know what that is? And I'm like, stop. I feel like that's going to really trip me out. Like, I'm not cool anymore. I'm not in.
Stop.
I'm not the it girl anymore.
Oh my god, Miranda, that sounded funny.
I know. It's like... Honestly, I'm excited to be old in the, like, of what I look like. Because I feel like I'm going to look really good when I'm old. I'm not going to lie. But just, like, the fact of being old. Like, how is it going to feel? What am I going to be doing at 40? Like, what's left?
You know what? I just realized...
What?
I don't want to be old.
I know. No, I feel like I don't want
to
be old.
I don't want to be, like I don't want to get to the age where I have to use a walker to walk. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah, no. That's why I try to stretch every day, like... Cause like I remember I saw something. It's like, if you don't stretch, like, you'll be more likely to, like, never be able to get down. You know, like, when you're older,
I
it's hard.
I already can't touch my toes.
No, like, I don't, like, you know, like, older people, like, it's hard for them to get down a little bit. So it's like, I should be stretching. So I'm like, I want to be able to touch my toes for as long as I can. Like, I don't want to be old and, like, having something wrong with me. Like, kill me.
Oh, my God, Maria.
I know, I hate that. That's why sometimes I do try to take care of myself.
Maria, I genuinely don't want to get old.
I know. I feel like the latest I'd want to age would be, like, I want to get a little bit older. Like, I feel like 38.
The latest I want to age 38,
35. Oh. Maybe 32 if it was really bad. But I feel like I would have good health at 35 and 38.
I want to stop aging at 21. Like,
21? Really?
It's a good age to still be in, but I can still do cool stuff. You know what I mean?
No, but I feel like that's too young. I feel like I want to be older.
I don't know. Can I be honest?
But also, if I did want to stay kind of in the trend, so I wouldn't be old. You're right. I think I would just go 10 years younger. 28. 28, 26.
Can I be honest?
Because I still want to be old enough.
My plan, I already have my plan for how I'm gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
My plan is whenever, like, when I have, the person I fell in love with, the person I've had my whole life, when they die, I'm going out too.
I want to be the first one to die.
Yeah,
I want to be the first one. Oh, yeah. No, I want to be the first one. I want to be the last one.
I'm telling you.
If I'm the last one, I'd be so fucking pissed.
If I see them, like, if they're dead, I'm like, well, I'm going to literally, I'm like, I might genuinely keep a pistol in the house for it. And the second they're out, I'm like, well,
no.
There we go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean, but it's just like, it's so sad a thing.
I don't want to be lonely forever.
Right?
Because there's some people, like, their soulmate dies at, like, 80, and they live until, like,
a long time.
Like,
no, until, yes.
They're, like, 102, and I'm like,
no.
No, again.
No, the one that's worse when, like, they die somewhat young. Like, when they're, like, 50s and 40s, and then the other one doesn't die until they're in their, like, 80s, 90s. I think they'll still work because you've gone through so much.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Also lost them in so little time.
What?
Like, you go through so much with them, but then you lose them.
I just don't
want... So fast.
Oh, God. I'm getting freaked out again.
Why are you getting freaked out?
I know. I'm so... I'm gonna be honest. I don't want to get old, but I'm genuinely afraid of dying.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think dying scares me that much. It's more like kind of like, no, I don't think it scares me that much. Because I remember when I was younger, I think I talked about this. I don't know if I talked about it with you, just you, or if we were filming. But I remember, like, I said, like it's more like, when I was younger, it scared me. But, like, now it doesn't scare me that much. But, like, I also be thinking about it. Because I remember when I was younger, I'd get, like, really anxious when I would think about it. But now it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, like, kind of getting at peace with it in some weird way, somehow. What are you doing? I don't like that you're doing that face. You're making that scary face.
I'm freaking out thinking about it.
Really? I don't know. Like, obviously the part that was scary the most, though, when I remember being, I was scared, was, like how it would feel. I do still think about that one. That one does freak me out a little bit, but I wouldn't say it scares me. But it's like how it would feel, like, would I just die? And now I'm nothing? Like, am I just legit nothing? Or am I nothing but I still feel? You know what I mean? But I'm just nothing. Like invisible. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't see anything else. Like, I imagine, like I'd be in the universe with black sky, you know, just, like, the little specks of, you know, that's supposed to be the stars. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a nothing. Like, I'm just a void. But I'm still feeling. Like, would I feel like that? Or am I just nothing? Or would I be in that typical heaven, you know? Or would I be, like, where the fuck am I at?
Oh my
or
God.
Would I be reincarnated? Because I also think about that. I feel like reincarnation is pretty real.
I just
don't think everyone is reincarnated. But also kind of feel like everyone is. I feel like half people that die would be reincarnated.
I think that one trips me out a lot.
The reincarnation?
Yeah.
It does trip me out, too. Like, did you? I really loved the ones about kids when they're, like, talking about things. And they're like, how does this kid know that? Like, legit, they're like, two. How do they know all this stuff?
That one trips me out.
Yeah,
that one really
trips me out. I'd be scared. Like, what are you doing?
I feel like I really if that is true, like, I wanna know how I was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if in my next life I'm a douchey straight boy? I don't want to be a straight boy.
Know what you mean?
Like, what if I become, like, a really hot popular straight? But what if I become, like, a really hot popular football player in my next life? I don't want to, like.
No, you know you're cheating. Maybe you won't. Because I feel like even when you're reincarnated, I still think like there's still parts of you from the past. Like it'll still be you. Just in a different body. I don't think that's what it would affect
I think this one's worse.
What?
Than becoming the trashy straight boy.
Really? But I don't think you would become that though. Because if you're reincarnated, it's still you. Just in a different body. So wouldn't you still be gay?
Hey, I don't want to become like the fucking the weird
I think
nerd.
You're good, Nathaniel. Think about it. When you're reincarnated, the kids are always talking about things from their past. And they're like, I was this, I was this. So it's still that person from the past. Just in a different body in the future. I think you'd still be... still be you. If you were a girl, I guess you wouldn't. You'd be straight.
I really don't want to become like... a fucking loser.
I don't think you... Well, I don't know about the loser part, but I don't... well, I don't know.
Why can't they become a hot...
I think you would be that. You probably would. Because, listen, bro. You have to be born a guy. As long as you're born as a guy, you'd be the football player. I do see
it. Look at it on camera. It looks huge.
Whoa. He be working out. You do be working out. Hit the gym every day.
I have to go today. That reminds me.
We gotta hurry up.
No, I still want to watch the movie.
Okay.
I can go tomorrow.
Okay, come on. What else do we need to talk about? Because apparently you're getting tripped out.
Yeah, that was...
Did you ever watch She's a Man? I used to love that movie.
It feels like it's going to be offensive.
She's a Man? She's so good. Like that movie awakens something in me. If you know, you know. Oh, when they're in the scene where they're in like... I think it's like a bar or a restaurant with the girls. And the men buys in the disguise.
Have you seen House Bunny?
Yeah.
That movie is...
I don't remember it, but I do remember watching
it. Literally my favorite movie. Like, one of my favorite movies. Because Love, Simon, House Bunny. It is so good.
Controversial opinion here. Love, Simon is kind of boring.
I'd like to counteract that, but Love, Simon is my favorite movie ever.
When it gets to the parts where things are happening, I'm like, what? Like, I really am feeling it. But... when it's just a bunch of talking, it's like, is anything going to happen?
When that boy blackmails him?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Hello, everyone. We are back. And, sorry, my phone storage ran out. Again. Hey.
Whoa, she's in a feisty mood.
I know. What'd you do to her?
I knew shit.
Hey. She's
in a fighting mood.
I know, right? Phoebe, you're messing up filming.
I don't
want to
go in.
You don't want to risk it.
Yeah.
You're silly. You bitch. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe that's why she want to fight.
No, I love her. Oh, she can't get it.
Okay, never mind.
Don't get dizzy.
Bro, she bite her tail? What the fuck?
She's so clumsy, too. Like, she falls. she slips on everything. Really? Like, sometimes she'll be hurting her. Hey. Hey, no. Here, entertain them.
Oh, no. You are not good at this.
No, here. Play with the shoe.
Anyways.
Go get the shoe.
Now, we're moving on to Nathaniel's segment. So, what have you thought of?
What? Are you for real?
I don't have anything.
I don't have
it. I already talked for the first half.
Well,
let's talk about more scary things. Think to psych us out. I mean, do you have anything else left on reincarnation?
No, I don't want to talk about that. That really fucks me up for some reason.
Oh, also, have you ever seen the Divergent movies or even the Hunger Games movies?
I watched the first Hunger Games movies and that's it.
But do you get the gist of like how you're separated? Mm-hmm. I don't know about Hunger Games, but I know for Divergent, like they're separated by.
I watched one movie on Divergent. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So you know, like the groups that they're separated in. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think how crazy it'd be to be in one? Like, which one would you be? I was thinking about that one for the Divergent one. I don't think I'd be the dauntless, and I don't think I'd be the smart ones. And I think I'd be the ambient ones, I think.
To be honest,
or the kind ones.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember. I don't remember much of that movie.
Okay.
Hey, pull up the shoe.
Which one do you think you'd be? You'd be the kind, selfless, smart. I think I'd probably be honest. I feel like I'm a pretty honest person, honestly. I think I could be honest. And then there's dauntless. They're like the brave ones. Like, they're the ones that, like, they're jumping off buildings. They're the police, because they're how brave they are.
Fuck, I don't know which one I'd be. Okay. I think I'd be kind. I think I'd be kind.
Kind. Oh, yeah, they have that, like, that hippie vibe. I feel like you'd have that.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd
be. And then selfless, they're too plain. I don't think you'd be plain ones. Because there's a part, they don't look, the ambiance, they're known of not looking at at mirrors for too long. You would not pass that. I wouldn't pass that. So, you know, I think I'm like, I don't think I'd be them because I had to look at myself a good while. Legit, when I wake up, the first thing I'm doing is looking at myself in my vanity.
First thing I do is I wake up in the morning, I go to the bathroom. You know, my bathroom is right above the toilet. Just like,
no, legit, I love looking at myself in the morning. I feel like that's when I look my best. See, in the mornings, I wake up.
I feel like that's when I look my worst because, especially like if it's. If it's a day I didn't wash my hair gets, I'm still like trying to train my hair, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's still getting greasy. Mm-hmm. So I'll wake up the day I didn't wash my hair, my hair will be like,
oh no.
I'll be like, like looking crazy in the mirror. I love doing the whole routine where I wash my face and I put my, the acid on my face. Mm-hmm. And I just see my skin start to glow and I'll be like, I'll be like, am I in a moment right now? I'll be like, am I looking sexy? Do you want the shoe? Take the shoe.
So did you say kindness you'd be?
Yeah, I think I'd be kind because I think I'm a nice person.
Okay.
But like,
I think you are. Remember you told one time to me?
Hey.
I think we have Joe pass someone like on the side of the road. I think you said like if something did happen, you would have pulled over to ask if they were okay or something. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
But yeah. I remember you said that and I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I think you would be the kind one.
I know.
Because I wouldn't have done that.
I know like it's dangerous. Okay, here's my thing. I know it's dangerous to be like,
Random people.
But like if someone's in a crash and no one's there to help, to pull over and see if they're okay. But like if the person's out of their car, I'm rolling down my window this much and I am keeping my door locked. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And they ask if they can get my car. I'm like, sorry, I can't do that. But I'll call some help for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like, you know what I mean? If they tried to like, if I was getting a sketchy vibe.
Yeah.
But like if the car's flipped over and I see no one, I would probably stop and see if there's anything I could do.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't do that.
I think I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about like, I don't think I would have been able. Cause like I said, me alone at night, what the fuck am I gonna do? If something's wrong with your car, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like I probably would come out if it was like a woman, but even then I probably wouldn't come out. Honestly, I wouldn't come out. I'd probably, like you said, like stop down, like are you okay? Like if I saw something crazy, like the car flipped over or some shit like that, and it was some girl by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And like, or she'd be covered in blood. I'd be so scared she was covered.
If she was covered in blood,
I put my window down a little bit. Cause I would be really curious. I'd be like, what if she's crazy? What if she's a ghost?
Oh my god.
I'd be like, are you okay? I probably wouldn't stop. I just thought of it. I would keep rolling. I wouldn't stop. And I'd make sure my doors are locked.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, I think that's the safest thing.
And so then
to
I
do.
Could vroom, if I see someone coming out.
Uh-huh.
Because you know someone would
see,
come out.
See, I think if I saw the car.
I probably wouldn't do it anywhere else than that.
Honestly, though, I don't think I would stop if it was like late night and I was alone. Like, if I saw a car that was flipped, I'd be like, what's your problem? Mm-hmm. But like, honestly, if it was like in the daytime and I like. If it was in the daytime and there was like it was like a busy street, I would stop. But if it was like, if it was like,
honestly, if it was a busy street, I probably wouldn't stop because I'd be like, someone else will do it.
Do you hear her?
Yeah.
She's going crazy for a boot. Yeah, my dog's. I think I said this on the last episode. My dog's favorite toy is a shoe. Like it's like a boot. Did you? Is it good? Like, give it to me. Oh my god, she tries to play with the croc sometimes, mm-hmm. But you know that's how it's like a rubber material.
Yeah. Her teeth, she gonna rip that
her,
shit.
No, her teeth will go through it, and then her teeth will get stuck. So she'll just be, sometimes she'll just walk around with a croc on her face, like I'm like, Phoebe, I'm like, are you biting or is it stuck? And I'll like open her mouth and I'll see her tooth through the croc and be like,
oh no,
girl, what are you doing? But like, I don't know why she just likes the shoe.
I mean, it's sturdy.
Yeah, I guess.
She does like, love biting and chopping
on it. I'm not, if this one breaks, I'm not going to give her the other one because the other one has nail, like the heel fell off, so that has nails sticking out, so I'm not going to give her that one. So this is her only opportunity to ever play with shoe.
Mm.
Unless I get her, honestly though, if she really likes shoes, I could probably just like go to Walmart and get her like a,
oh, yeah.
You know a what I mean? Like a $5 shoe, never a flip flop because that would go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe just like,
I feel like that means to tear up.
Yeah, but I feel like just like, a cheap pair of tennis shoes, like maybe like $10 pair of tennis shoes.
Yeah.
But like she really likes the heel.
Yeah.
She really
go crazy and then you pull it.
Give it to me.
Whoa.
Silly. I don't know. She really likes the heel.
Yo, get her a bone.
I want to train I give her a bone, but like, I also want to train her. Like I don't want her to do this. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I don't want her to yank on toys.
Yeah. No. I don't. I just like. I don't like the like. I don't like the, like, I don't
really,
want...
Really? I like that. That's why I'd be playing with her. I want to pull on it with her.
See, I know she's a pit bull, so I don't want her to, like if I ever want to take her out, I don't want her to show any side, like, any kind of, like, aggression behavior, because that's really dangerous for them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I, you know, if I, like, want to take her to a dog park, I could get kicked out just because she's a pit bull.
Oh, yeah, I've heard, yeah.
I think that's crazy.
No, it definitely is.
And also, I think pit bulls, if they're, like, I know, like, they get raped, they get bought a lot. Too. Ow, bitch.
Well, yeah, I don't remember saying, like, my name's of Eddie, though. Like, as, if you're, if you train your dog good, it's going to be a good dog. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you, if especially if it has, like, a bad life, and you're training it bad, like, yeah, dogs are going to have some problems. But, like, you did it to it.
Yeah, I mean, oh, God, I really... gonna be a great dog. Aww. She's gonna be a great dog.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Like, I just, like, I want to be able to, like, I want to take her to a dog park and, like, people, like, I don't want her to show any, like, any sort of, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like, you want to be, like, a really sweet dog.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, people buy pit bulls just to raise them to fight. What is
yeah,
the...
Yeah, I know, I know.
Is there, like, a fucking market in dog fighting rings? There has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can have it. But, like, oh.
There's a song for chickens.
What?
There's a song for chickens. Chicken fights.
Are y'all understanding what she's fucking saying?
There's fights for chickens also. Chickens.
Chickens are so fragile.
No, they're fucking mean, bro.
No, I mean, like.
You ever been chased by a fucking rooster or a chicken? Oh. I have. Do you locked wanna... in a pen with them?
Can we hear
oh
story?
My god, I was like 6 or 5 and they, it was traumatizing. Running at me. Scary. Over an egg. An egg.
What's your story? Okay, so my grandma used to...
After my story, oh, I have another story. That's so trippy. Wait, can I say this one more part? It goes to the trippy part. Okay, so remember that house I went to? What it was, it was with the lady that babysat me at the time. I went over to some relative's house with her because she was taking care of me, right? And, we go... I don't remember what happened, like, but we left, right? We were going back to her house because, like, it was getting soon to, like, my mom was going to pick me up. So we go back to her house, and I fucking swear to Nathaniel, I remember it so vividly, Nathaniel. It's so scary to me. Like, I remember in that time, I was like, whoa, what happened? Like, I remember it felt like we just went in a circle. Like, we had, like, 4 lanes. It felt like we just went in a circle, just vroom, 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 and then we got there in legit a second. I still think about that, Nathaniel. I remember that feeling going in a circle, then we're here. We're back home.
No,
that was so scary. Did that remember?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry for how choppy and weird this episode is, but I'm not very professional, so I use my phone. You look so pretty.
Really?
Yeah, you said. You gave me that mysterious girl vibe.
Oh my gosh.
You said. I was like, oh my god. Do you write books?
Yeah. I used to want to write books when I was younger.
Do you wear glasses down to here and you're like...
Athena.
Oh my god.
That was so scary. All of a sudden I just went...
It's like...
Whoa.
Oh god, I hate when I... Okay, if she wants to play, she can play. But you gotta stop when you know... Sometimes Phoebe goes a little too much.
I think she's doing a little too much right now.
Grab her...
Grab her collar now!
Grab her collar. She doesn't like it. Oh, and there she goes. To Phoebe. I mean, it's okay. Am I just joking out?
I think that's okay.
And they're fine. They're fine. They're fine. They stop. Boom. Okay. What were we talking about?
So, what do you want to talk about? Tell me anything. I'm in a chatty mood.
One of my deepest, darkest secrets. What?
Get us in a word chat.
Mary, I think you dropped something.
Yeah. I think you dropped something too with me.
You think so?
I think we did.
I don't know. I don't know. What is that down there? Bro, we are hilarious.
I'm a little ambitious on that one.
We are... Bitch, you're making me cough.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
The hour's old. Burger King Coke really hitting right now.
You went to that one over there? The one down the street? Ronnie used to work at that one.
Really? I was so gone. Don't cough on me!
Sorry.
I was so gone when I was talking to that working man.
Were you really?
I was so gone. I remember, I just like, hey, medium, oh. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That is hilarious.
And I was so glad. I know she looked at me. Because I remember when I got to the window, I was a little far.
Your eyes don't really turn red.
I know. My eyes are pretty good.
Are mine?
I can't see. I see, like, veins.
So they look red.
Yeah, I see the veins. But, I got to the window, and, she was giving me back my card, and I noticed she was trying to look at me in the eyes, and I was like, and she was, maybe I'm tripping, honestly. I was also a little maybe not a little.
Okay, not, so were you like,
oh, no, I've never ordered like that, I swear. Before that, I've always ordered so normally. But it's because I remember this one TikTok. It was like McDonald's workers late at night when they're taking, someone's that's high's order, and the person's like, oh, can I get this? Oh,
so you got that in your brain.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's probably what I sound like right now.
Every time I
then I started laughing, and then that's when I fucked up.
Every time I go to the
drive-thru, but I guess I didn't fuck up because everything was right.
Every time I go,
I just felt it. Sorry.
Every time I go to the drive-thru, I think I act normal.
Mm-hmm. Right, I feel like I act normal except for this one instance. I don't know what happened to me.
Maybe we're tripping. We are not acting normal.
Yeah, because maybe I was. Because I mean. Everything was right. But I feel like I remember I was like,
Look me in the eyes.
Because I remember she said a number. She had 6. And I wasn't sure if she said 8. But I thought she said 8. So I was like, either I'm going to get you 6 nuggets or 8. Obviously, I'm going to get you 8. Like, I'm not going to give you a little bit. So I went, 8. And then she said, what size? And I was like, no, but then she would say 2 things. And for 2, she asked 2 questions every time. So every time I get so jumbled, I was like, She was like, what size and what drink? Or something like that.
That really tripped you out?
It really tripped me out. No, but she'd ask back and forth.
Fuck my eye. God damn it.
I don't know what tripped me, honestly. I'm really thinking about it right now. I don't know what was tripped. It was just me being tripped out.
You said. Someone here knows.
No, okay, not like that tripped out. But like,
someone here knows.
I guess I just thought I was acting
Do
weird.
Do you know?
Are you okay?
What movie are we going to watch?
I don't want to watch Barbie.
No!
I'm really in a Barbie mood.
Okay,
the one with bubbles.
This is one.
Prison the Popper? Swan Lake? Rapunzel?
There's one. I saw this one clip of like
We're ballerinas. I'm sorry. Of the dogs?
I saw this one.
Dancing?
I saw this. Girl, shut up! Wait, dogs dancing?
Connected, protected. What's the name of it? I don't remember the name of it, but I remember the movie.
The animation on the Barbie movies are fucking scary.
I know.
Like, when they do fucking animals. Like,
I saw this one
TikTok of like, it was like, I think it was a dolphin. And Barbie asked her to do something, and she acted so offended. And then she acted like she was like, turned on by it.
Oh no! It's a blue fish. Right?
Yeah,
I like that one. It's so funny.
Wait, can you find that clip?
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! What is it?
Fuck! I don't have my phone on me. Did you ever start charging yours?
No, you didn't give me a charger.
Oh my
ever.
God! Okay, we're almost done with this episode, so we will.
Hey, entertain them. Say something.
Okay. Hey, ladies. Hey, girls. What have I said that I already haven't said? I had a really good week this week, sort of. But I'm having a great next 2 weeks because I'm working a lot. And I know it doesn't sound like it's good, but I've been getting less and less hours. I'm having a little bit of a struggle-wuggle, if you will. About paying bills and stuff, you know what I mean? So.
Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to get to mine. Oh.
That's the Barbie movie?
It's a Barbie movie. And you're dancing.
Can you find the fish one?
Oh my gosh. I used to love that
movie. Can you find the fish
one? Oh my gosh, my phone's almost got that.
Because like, I keep thinking about it. Like, it's
dolphin?
Yeah.
Wait, I should've put blue fish.
Is that, which one is it?
I know what you're talking about, but it's not this one.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Is your phone dying?
It's dead.
Shoot, okay.
I told you, I need my charger.
Sorry. Why are you screaming at me?
Because I touched it 5 million times, honestly.
Sorry. You can shoot me. Oh, could you imagine?
I got good aim.
See, yeah, that was...
My brother's got a Nerf gun, Nathaniel. I was really good at it. I already got cocky. I did it with one hand.
See, oh, God. I just have another thing I wanted to say about the whole, like, the whole dying thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be... People who take themselves out, if you will. What do you think it feels like to be, like, shot right here? Or, like, people who've been murdered and got shot right here? What do you think that feels like?
Do they die instantly?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, what? Do they not die instantly?
I think they do die instantly. I would hate not to die instantly.
That would hurt so.
I know. I want to die instantly. I don't... There's just one that freaks me out. It's when you go under, like, anesthesia, I'm pretty sure.
And you're still awake, like, you're asleep, but you're awake?
Yeah, like, you, oh! It's, like, sleep for... I was like, oh, my gosh. There's this one lady, she said that she was... That happened to her. She went under, but then she didn't really go under. Like, she was still present. She could still feel it. She just couldn't open her eyes or move. Like, and she had to go through hours of surgery. And she said it felt like she was on fire. It was, like, the worst pain. I would hate that. I went from nothing for hours. And people like that, they end up, I think, some of them having suicide thoughts. Because, like... Also, you'd be traumatized. You're going through it for hours.
Maria.
I would hate that. I'd be so nervous.
I remember when I got my wisdom teeth out, I was panicking the day before because I was like, they're going to put me under, and I'm going to remember it all. I'm going to remember the feeling of them ripping my teeth. I'm going to remember it.
That's so scary.
I was panicking literally the night before. And then I remember while they were like putting me under, Maria, I was literally like,
You're shaking.
I was shaking. I was literally on the verge of tears. And they're like, are you okay? And I was like, I literally almost started crying. I was so scared.
Did they say anything to you?
They just asked if I was okay. Like, are you okay? And I was like, no.
They just watched you cry?
I wasn't, like, they were, like, welling in my ears. In my
eyes?
Like, welling
in my ears. But I'm pretty sure they would have seen it, because without your glasses, your eyes are pretty...
I was literally sitting there, like, I was like, if I look up, I won't cry. If I look up, I won't cry. And I remember them trying to talk to me, and I didn't know what they were saying, because, like, I was in the process of getting under, and I was panicking so bad, so I was just blocking everything out, like...
Oh, no. I've been so scared not to be able to understand.
I remember they're like, so where do you work at? And I was like, I work at a coffee shop. And I was just like, I work at a coffee shop. And they're like, what? And I thought I was... halfway high off my ass on drugs, and I was also panicking. I was just like, what did you just say?
It's so funny.
It's so scary. Oh, remembering. Also, you know what also really freaks me out?
What?
The fact that I don't remember anything after it. Like, Ronnie told me that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie told me that they
will. Those people be recording.
Ronnie told me that they wheelchaired me out. The nurse put me in the car, and then I told the nurse that I loved him. Mm-hmm. And I remember nothing like that.
Did you ever see the video of Taylor Swift?
Yeah, after her LASIK surgery?
Yeah, she was under, and then, like, she didn't know that her mom was recording.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, it was her teeth, I think. Wasn't it her teeth?
No, her eyes were covered.
Maybe it was that.
I think.
It probably was.
Cause... Oh, my God! Dropped it, so I tried to catch it.
I said, oh my God. I don't know why I keep thinking about my oh my God.
No, I dropped it. I tried to catch it and I swung. It went everywhere.
Yeah, you swung at me. Oh my God, bro.
We have to end it. No. It's been over an hour. We have to end it. I don't know how long my storage can last.
Okay.
Y'all.
I'm so sorry I threw that.
This has been it. It ends at a fight, obviously.
No. Oh, my God. We're Trisha. And we're Trisha and Ethan.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a whole thing to ask you later.
No,
sir, no. No, it's Why not? It'll be a segment that I don't want them to know about yet.
Ooh.
Maybe for... I'll get into it. But, this has been that on the Chatterbox Crew, session episode. Do you have anything?